I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A cloudy sky in store for us today. We'll see a high near 63 degrees. Illinois' senior U.S. senator says America's opioid crisis started with the pharmaceutical industry. Dick Durbin says the Drug Enforcement Administration approves the production of 14 billion opioid pills every year, enough for a one-month prescription for every adult in the nation. Durbin says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has put guidelines to doctors about the epidemic.
If you take opioid pills 7 days, the studies show 8% of those people will be taking them a year later. That's the nature of this addiction. And when the addiction for opioid pills gets beyond a person, they go to the cheap alternative, heroin.
Durbin says some good news to come out of the tragic situation is that addiction is now seen as a treatable disease instead of a moral failure. But he says some sources for substance abuse treatment are still needed. The founder of Northland College says the school's financial problems can be attributed to embezzlement, and he's turned over evidence to authorities. Speaking to Tom Miller on WJPF's Morning News Watch yesterday, Dr. Tim Northland said a thorough review of budgets on the college and Northland College Health Services show significant amounts of missing money. Northland admits the college has money challenges, but says those have been exaggerated because someone stole money that was intended for tax payments. Northland told Miller he's turned over evidence of wrongdoing to the FBI as well as the Franklin County Sheriff. Governor Bruce Rauner says he's planning more overseas trade missions in the coming months. Last month, Rauner went to China and Japan in an effort to foster relationships with officials, businesses, and schools. The governor says he'll next head to Israel.
We are going to be signing more memorandums of understanding between the U of I and Technion and Ben-Gurion and other universities over there. They have world-class research universities. They love Illinois, and we are going to be expanding our innovation and technology investment here in Illinois in partnership with the Israelis.
Governor Rauner says a few months after that trip, he'll head to Europe with stops in the United Kingdom, Germany, and Poland. That controversial sugary drink tax in Cook County will no longer be collected after December 1st. That's the start of that county's new fiscal year. Roughly 2 months after the tax went into effect, business owners said they were already suffering a profound negative impact on sales. Mark Densler of the Illinois Manufacturers Association says changing the game was a part of implementing taxes.
The government certainly has a role in educating folks, but at the end of the day, it's up to a parent's or a person's individual choice. And again, I think one of the reasons that voters rejected this and revolted was they're tired of government trying to tell them how to run their lives.
Densler says he hopes this will prompt Illinois to close what he calls a glaring loophole in state law that allows municipalities to tax based on volume sold. Legislation to change that law has already been introduced in the General Assembly. I'm Jennifer Fuller.